All right, so are you ready to dive deep into some serious online bargain hunting?
Always.
Okay, well, great, because today we're going to unpack Amazon's latest move.
Huh?
It's called Amazon Haul. And I think this is a really interesting development because, Amazon is facing some serious competition
Yeah.
from Shein, that Chinese e-commerce giant known for, well, ridiculously cheap clothes and, everything else. So what exactly is Amazon's answer to this?
Yeah, what is it?
I think that's what we're here to figure out today.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You'd think that Amazon, with Prime and all those warehouses, they already had this whole cheap and fast thing down pat.
Right.
But this seems like a whole new strategy, right?
It really does, and the Wempro News article that we're looking at lays it all out. So Amazon Haul is this new section on their app and website where everything's $20 or less,
Okay.
with a ton of stuff under $10. I mean, some items are even just a buck. I know, right? It's pretty crazy. But they're really pushing this whole haul idea with these tiered discounts. So 5% off when you spend $50, 10% off at $75. Clearly, they want you to be loading up your shopping cart.
Yeah, and that's where things get, really intriguing for me
Okay.
because, see, those prices, they just scream overseas manufacturing, right?
Right.
And they even say that the delivery will take 1 to 2 weeks, which isn't exactly Amazon Prime speed, is it?
No.
It almost feels like they're kind of borrowing a page from Shein's playbook, don't you
It
think?
does. Yeah, I noticed that too. It made me wonder if this is Amazon kind of admitting that they can't beat Shein
Right.
at their own game.
It could be, right.
Yeah.
Maybe they've realized that for a certain segment of shoppers, the price just trumps speed. But there's another angle to this that I find really fascinating.
Oh, okay.
The article mentions that Amazon is emphasizing safe and authentic products. And that seems deliberate to me. Almost like they're trying to address a specific concern, don't you think?
You mean the worries that some shoppers have about the quality
Yeah.
or even the genuineness of
And
stuff from those ultra low price retailers?
exactly. By highlighting safe and authentic, they might be trying to set themselves apart. Almost like they're saying, hey, you can get those Shein level prices here,
Right.
but you've got the trusted Amazon name behind it.
Right. And to kind of add to that whole sense of security, they're also backing it up with the A to Z guarantee.
Oh, interesting.
So for you, the listener, this means if that $5 shirt arrives and it's, more hole than shirt, you're covered. You can contact Amazon for a refund or replacement or even help with a return.
It's a really smart move when you think about it. I mean, when you're dealing with prices this low, naturally some shoppers are going to be wary, right?
Right.
But the A to Z guarantee, it could help, alleviate those concerns, build a little trust.
Yeah, for sure. And there was a quote from Dharmesh Mehta. He's a VP at Amazon.
Okay.
That caught my eye in the article. He was stressing that they're working with these selling partners to offer these low prices. So this isn't just Amazon clearing out like their old inventory, right?
Right.
This seems like a whole new marketplace, kind of, within Amazon.
Yeah, that's my read on it as well. It sounds like they're partnering with, other businesses, perhaps smaller sellers, who can source these ultra-affordable goods.
Right.
Which, if you think about it, this could be a game changer for those sellers,
Totally.
because suddenly they have access to Amazon's massive customer base.
Right. And Metnar also mentioned that it's, early days for Amazon Haul
Okay.
and that they'll be refining the experience based on customer feedback.
I see.
So that makes me think that they're really serious about this, They're not just dipping their toes in the water.
Right. And that emphasis on customer feedback is key, I think, because it suggests that they're willing to be flexible and adapt based on how shoppers respond to this new platform. I'm curious to see how it evolves. This whole thing, it really makes you wonder, like, what if Amazon Haul is just the beginning? What if this signals like a broader shift in online shopping,
Yeah.
where we all start prioritizing, those super low prices, even if it means waiting a little longer?
That's a good point. Are we seeing the death of instant gratification then?
Maybe not the death, but perhaps, like a rebalancing.
Okay.
So imagine a world where online shopping kind of splits into tiers.
Okay.
You've got your everyday essentials, right? Maybe clothes you're not in a rush for, and those go into the slow lane,
Right.
for maximum savings. But when you need something urgently or it's, a higher priced item, then you're willing to pay a premium for that Amazon Prime speed.
Okay, yeah. So I'm picturing those old mail order catalogs that my grandma used to get,
Right.
like browse it, order it, and then wait patiently. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're going back to?
It's funny you mention that because it's not entirely dissimilar, is it?
No, it's not.
Except now it's digital.
Yeah.
With a, you know, far wider selection and hopefully less cheesy clothing.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about the impact on sellers for a minute.
Okay.
This could be huge for smaller businesses, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Suddenly, they have a way to compete with the giants based on price.
Right. That's the potential upside. Hmm. Imagine, you know, a small business owner who makes, let's say, phone cases.
Yeah, okay.
They can source the materials cheaply,
yeah.
Keep their margins tight, and suddenly they're right there on Amazon Haul.
Yeah.
Competing with the big brands.
Right.
That's massive exposure they couldn't get before.
Right. But wouldn't that also create this immense pressure to keep, like, lowering prices? I mean, yeah. If everyone's racing to the bottom, doesn't someone lose out?
That's the flip side of it, and it's a real concern. I mean, it's one thing for a giant like Amazon to absorb those slim margins, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for smaller businesses, it could be unsustainable.
Right.
You know, they'll need to be strategic.
Yeah.
Maybe specialize in, you know, niche products or find ways to add value beyond just those rock bottom prices.
It's almost like a high stakes experiment.
Right.
You know, we're seeing the birth of this new market and no one knows for sure what the long term consequences will be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And let's not forget, this is Amazon we're talking about.
Right.
They're notorious for, you know, testing, tweaking, pivoting.
Yeah. Mm.
What we see as Amazon Haul today could look radically different a year from now.
Right, okay. So for you listening at home, before you, you know, get caught up in the hype and fill your cart with $1 socks, here's what to remember.
First, those super low prices, well, they might come with a trade-off in quality, right?
Yeah.
So don't expect top of the line for a buck.
Yeah.
Second, patience is key.
Yeah.
Right? Those 1 to 2 week shipping times are real.
Right. You got to be patient.
You got to be patient.
Yeah.
And maybe, most importantly, you know your rights. That A to Z guarantee is there to protect you if things go wrong. So don't be afraid to use it.
It's true.
Yeah. Amazon Haul, it's still in its early stages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a grand experiment, really.
Yeah.
Whether it ultimately succeeds, well, you know, that depends on how both shoppers and sellers adapt to this new landscape.
So true. So for you listening at home, I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
Does Amazon Haul have you reaching for your wallet, or are you holding out for a different kind of shopping experience?
And more importantly, what does this tell us about how we shop in a world of, you know, ever-increasing options and ever-shrinking prices?
Yeah, it really does make you think, doesn't it? I mean, we're so used to Amazon being the everything store with fast shipping and, like, this huge selection. And now they're adding this whole other layer of, like, bargain hunting.
Mm.
It's almost like they're becoming, like, a department store but online.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And just like in those department stores, you have different sections catering to different needs and budgets, right?
Right.
Maybe you're splurging on a designer dress in one section, and then you head over to the clearance rack for some, like, basic tees.
Right, exactly.
Like, Amazon Haul could be that clearance rack, but with a global reach.
Yeah, and it's kind of exciting in a way, you know? Like, I remember when online shopping first became a thing, it was all about convenience.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's evolving into something much more, like, nuanced, I guess. We're getting more choices, more control over how we shop, and, you know, potentially bigger savings.
And let's not forget the potential impact on consumer behavior.
Mm.
If Amazon Haul, you know, really takes off, could it actually lead to more mindful shopping?
Mm.
Instead of just all those impulse buys, maybe we'll start, like, planning our hauls in advance.
Right.
Thinking carefully about what we need and how long we're willing to wait.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thought. Maybe we'll even see, like, a resurgence of those haul unboxing videos, but with a focus on, like, thriftiness rather than extravagance.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. And who knows? Maybe this is just the beginning, right?
Right.
What if this inspires other retailers to create their own haul sections?
Right.
It could further drive down prices and change the entire online shopping landscape.
So many possibilities, yeah. And for you listening, we want to hear your take on all of this.
Yeah, let us know.
Head over to our social media pages and, you know, let us know your initial thoughts. Are you ready to embrace the haul, or are you sticking with, you know, that prime speed?
We've only just scratched the surface here today. You know, Amazon Haul is a really complex issue with pretty far-reaching implications.
Yeah.
But hopefully this deep dive has given you, you know, a better understanding of what it is, why it matters, and what it might mean for the future of online shopping. You know, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep diving deep.
Happy hauling, everyone.